We're all recording?
You're recording.
Okay. So we're on Yud Dalet Ahmed Aleph. Okay. Three lines down. But Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Asher come to, these people come to, which he said previously was the people who were ordained to be created, he learns differently. He says, Asher come to Levracha, it's a positive thing of Dixi, written about. Elu Talmidei Chachamim, these are the Talmidei Chachamim, Shemikamtim, they basically cut themselves, Esatzman, basically they missed sleep for the sake of Al Divrei Torah, for the sake of learning Divrei Torah, Oilam is that in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Yud Dalet, Ahmed Aleph. Hashem, you found it, Shimon?
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, about five lines down, six lines down. There. Yeah, so Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magal Lehem, Soid Lohilma Ba, Hashem is going to reveal to them the secrets of the world in the world to come. Shnema, Naha Yitzhak Yisodom, that's basically a flowing river. Yisodom will be their secret. Here we're saying Yisodom means a secret. So Amalei Shmuel Lachia Bar Rav. Shmuel said to Lachia Bar Rav, Rav Bar Arya, Ben Torah. Okay, Ta Ema Lach Milsa Meani Mili Mal Yusa Dehave Ama Avuch. Let me come here. Come, I'm going to tell you one of these amazing things, these good things, Malusa means to have it on my book that your father was saying. Okay, so I'm going to, my back sense, so I'm going to put going here. Kol Yuma, each day, Vayuma, Nivroin Malakasharis, there were created angels, Minna Hardino, from the river of fire. Okay, Va'omri Shira, and they say Shira to Hashem, a botley, and then they cease to exist. Shneema, Chadashim Bukharim, there's new ones every morning. Rabba Manasecha, this amazing is your praise. Okay, this happens to Uplegi Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. This, what Rav said, argues with Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, who said the following: the Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Yonison, Kol Diba Budivor, every utterance that comes through Yoitzim Yipi Gadosh Baruch, that Hashem speaks, Nidbro Mimenu Malach, that Malachim are created from that. Echod, one. So you see, over here, the angels are not created from the river of Dino, rather they're created from the speech of Hashem. And we're going to prove that they're created from the speech of Hashem. Shenema, b'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, Hashem created the Shemayim with his words. But Ruach Piv, and also with the breath of his mouth, called from all of the his hosts, which i.e. the angels. You see, the angels are created from the words of Hashem. One pasuk says, his clothes are like snow white, and his hair, ratio of his head, is like clean wool. And it's another pasuk, his hair is basically hanging, and it's black like a raven, so it's black hair. So what's good, black hair or white hair? Lo kasha is not a kasha, can be a shiva. Here's deliberation, thinking about things. Can we come out? He's going to war. So Amar, the Ma said, "Ein lecha nabi yeshiva." The best person for yeshiva, el zokin is a zokin. But ein lecha nabi milchama. There's no one better in a milchama el bachor, a young guy with black hair. Kazma chadoyim. One pasuk says, "Karasei his throne singular, shavivin dinor sparks of fire." Ksiva chadoyim. Another pasuk says, "Adi karsavon remiv until his." Thrones, so Karsavan is plural, are basically his throne is erected. But Atik Yomim is referring to Hashem, the old of days. Yosef sits upon it. Anyway, the Kasha is basically is the one throne of the two thrones. Lo Kasha, Echad Lo, one is for him. Echad the David, one is for David and Melech. Can you tell you? We've got a Brisa. Echad Lo, one is for Hashem. Echad the David. The Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva, the one was for David and Melech. I'm a Rabbi Yosef Gli, says Rabbi Yosef Gli, like, Kiva, Ab Messiah, Atzah, Oisech, Shinachol. How can you make the, basically, Hashem, in a sense, of mundane, and equating, you know, a human to him? Ella Echad, the Din, however, one of these thrones is for strict judgment. Echad, the Tzedakah, and the other is for, I suppose, lenient judgment. So that's the end of the Brisa. Ask the Gemara. Kibla Minei, did Rabbi Kiva accept Rabbi Yossi Glu's comment or not? Hello, Kibla Minei. Tashma, got a brisa. Echad l'din. One is for judgment, and one is for echad l'tzedakah. One is l'din mishoras l'din. Did Rabbi Akiva? So you see, Rabbi Akiva accepted Rabbi Yigal's clearly statement. Now a different Tana. I'm a Rabbi Lazar Mazari. Rabbi Lazar Mazari says to Akiva, Akiva, Molochai is Hagada. Why are you learning Hagadata? Kalach midavosecha. Take away your words. And here the back is very nice actually. Here I saw this last night. It says Velech and go to the back of Gimel and go to Eitzel and the Goyim Alos and go to Halachas. Learn that tchum in Torah. Okay, Ella. So how what's Pshat says Rabbi Lazar Nazario, Echad is Lekise. One is for to sit down and Echad Lesrafra. And one is for footstool, which I'm using now. Footstools are good if you got a bad back. Footstools are mentioned a lot in this Gemara, and I'm appreciating them. Kise Leishavalav. A kise is to sit upon it. And a footstool is to place your feet on it. Shenema Hashemayin Kise. The Shemayin is my throne. And the earth, which is my footstool. Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amr Shmoina Esrei Klalos. There was 18 Klalos, literally curses, but it means over here negative Nevuas. Kilel Yeshaya at Israel, that is made a Nevuah, Yeshaya, the Navi. Velonis Karadaiti wasn't calmed down until Sha'amal Ahem the following Amikar Azah. Yehoravu Na Bazakain, there will be Balgaiva, the youths with the elders, and there will be Balgaiva and Nikla, the light people with the heavy people, the people of substance. So Shmona Esri calls mind in one of those 18 klalos. Tichsev ki hinei Adon Hashem. So because Meisir, that's the thing. What's that? The Hashem is that Meisir is removing from Yerushalayim and Yehuda the following 17 things are removed and one thing's in their place. So mashain, one is a mashain, yeah, and the other one is a mashain called. I'm just going to read them and then we'll explain them. Okay, mashain called mashaina. What is a mashaina? And called mishan lechem, v'chol mishan mayim, kibor, v'shmulchama, shofet, v'navi, v'koseim, v'zakein, sachamishim, v'nasoy ponim, v'yoetz. Bechacham, Karashim, Benovon, Lachash, Nasasi, Narim, Sarayim. So that, if you count them, that was 18. Okay, but Ta'alulim, Yimshalu, Bom, Vigoma. Now we're going to explain them. So, Mashain, Elu, Bali, Mikra. These are the people who are fluent in Tanakh. Okay, Mashaina. This is Elu, Bali, Mishnah. These are the people who are fluent in Mishnah. Kigoin Rabbi Yehuda ben Seima, Vechaveirov, and his friends. Now, Pligibah, there's a dispute, Rav Papa Verabon, with the, right, Chad Omar, Sheish Mois Sidri Mishnah, they knew 600 tractates of Mishnah in those days. Chad Omar, Sheva Mois Sidri Mishnah. One person says they are actually fluent in 700 tractates of Mishnah. Kol Mishan Lechem, this is the third thing. Eilu Bali Talmud, the people who know Gemara. Shenema Luchu Lachamu V'Lachmi. This is in Mishle, saying, partake of the Chochmah, come and eat my bread or food. Ya'ushsu, and also drink, B'yayin Masachti, in the wine that I have mixed. I partake in the Chochmah. And the Ikka, like the staple, is Gemara. B'chol Mish'an Mayim, what's this? Elu Bali Agada, the people who learn Agada, Shemoishkines Libo Shal Adam, Kamayim Bagada, that they draw the person's heart like water in Agada. Gibor, what's a Gibor? Zer Bali Shmuas, this is somebody the person remembers what his Rebbeim told him. The Ish Koisim, what's an Ish Koisim? No, The Ish Milchama, is an Ish Milchama. Zer Yodea Lisa Vilitain Bil Milchamta Shal Torah. He can bring proofs, right, and fight in an argument in the Torah and prove the truth. Shofet, what's that? Ze Dayan, is a judge. Shadon Din, that he judges the Din. Emes Lamito, in the true way. Navi, a Navi is Kamashmo, is like it sounds, is a Navi. Koisim. Ze Melech, this is the Melech.
Shenema Kesem al Sifse Melech. There was wonders on the lips of the Melech. Zakein. What's a Zakein? Zeh Sheroy Yeshiva. This is someone who's fitting for Yeshiva, for deliberation. Soch Hamishim. What's a Soch Hamishim? Al Tikri Soch Hamishim. Don't say Soch Hamishim. El Asar Chumshim. He's the master of Chumshim, Chumashim in the Zeh Sheyodea Lisav Liten V'chamisha Chumshay Torah. He knows the give and take, the intricacies of the Torah, right? Not like the person we said before, the Tanakh knew the whole Tanakh. He knows deeply the Torah itself. Dova Acha, another opinion. Soch Hamishim. What's Soch Hamishim? Because Rabbi Bo, like Rabbi Bo said, that I'm a Rabbi Bo. We learn from here that it says you basically 50. She'ein ma'amidim. You shouldn't establish Maturgaman like a translator or like a mic for Al Tzibor. He has to be, the person who makes the shear herd has got to be, can't be less than 50 years old. And the suponim means basically lifts up the faces. Zesh noisim ponim. This is somebody who that they basically look favorably and noisim ponim ladura on the generation, but avura on account of him. Basically look favorably on the Jews because of this person. Lamala in the heavenly court that looks favorably on the Klal Yisrael because of on the sake of Rabbi Chanin and Mendoza, the Shud Sadik. And also Lamata in the earthly courts, Kigon Rabbi Abau Baker, place of Rabbi Abau, besides being a tremendous Sadik, but he was also was politically he was very impressive and a big chacham, and he brought favor to the Jews in the house of the Kesar. Yoetz, this is somebody, Yodel Abeshonim, he can make a leap years, Gvor Chadoshim, and he also can fix the months. The chacham, what's a chacham? Ze talmid amachkim es raboisav. He makes his rebbeim wiser. Charoshim. This is a bishah. What's that? Bishah shupuseich with the Torah. When he learns, starts speaking the Torah. I call nesim charoshim. Everybody like death, but here it means was death mute. The mute aspect. I mean, no one can say anything because they're just listening to him. It's so amazing. Unavon. What's a unavon? He understands one thing from another thing, extrapolates his knowledge. Lachash, what's Lachash? You can give him over Divrei Torah, Shenisna B'Lachash, the kind of Torah that's given over secretly, like Ma'aseh Merkava. You don't write, you just do it to one other person if he's rowing. Right, so all those 17 different kinds of Talmud HaChomim, we're going to be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda from at the time of the destruction. Yeah, and instead, what they're going to get, who's the replacement, who's going to get the job, Ovei, Benasati, Na'arim, Sa'arim, and it will place youths as their ministers. So my, Benasati, Na'arim, Sa'arim, what does it mean, I'm going to place youths as their ministers? So Amri Bilaza, Eilu B'nei Adam, we're going to say not that the youths, the Lashon of Na'arim, over here is Mu'unarim, people are shaken out mina mitzvahs, right? They basically don't have mitzvahs. So people who don't have mitzvahs are going to be the leaders. Continuing the posuk, but ta'alulim yimshulu bom. What does that mean? Amar Papa bar Yaakov. What's ta'alulim? It's ta'ali b'nei ta'ali. It's the two explanations. One is foxes, sons of foxes. So foxes apparently in the back of the book. If you look, this foxes are weak, and the rash in the back. Or another explanation, Tali means jokers. Jokers, the sons of jokers. They're going to be the leaders. Velonis, going back to speaking about Yeshaya, Velonis Karadaito, he wasn't appeased, right? Calm down. Actually, Omar Lehemi said the following. Yeharvu not a Zokei. There were Balgaiva, the Nar with the Zokei. What's that mean? Eil B'nei Adam, Shumu Narim. That's what we gave him some Nar of the people who were shaking out Min Hamitzvos. And Yeravu, they're going to be Baal Gaibedik. Now explain what Zokin is. B'mishem Mamula B'mitzvah. Somebody who's a Zokin means somebody who's full of mitzvahs. Kerimon, like a rimon. Now, continue on the explaining that pasuk. V'hanichla b'nichvad. What does it mean, the nikla b'nichvad? Means over here. We're explaining now nikla. M'yabo misha chamuros doimus olav kekalos. Somebody who it's the stringent things appear to him like light things. That's why we call him the light, the Nikla. Yeah, and they're going to be Yeharavu, using the word that was said at the beginning of the pasuk, Yeharavu, they're going to be Baligaibadik, these Nikla people, But Misha Kalois, Domus Olav Kachmoros. This is explaining who's the Nichbad. Somebody who the light things are like Doma, similar to him. Kachmoros like heavy things, but he's a serious guy. He takes even the light things seriously. So basically, the Jokers are going to basically be Balgaivadik, where the people take things seriously. Say, oh, you're stupid, right? Like, you know, why are you so serious? Okay? And Amma Rav Katina. Says Rav Katina. I feel that Vishas Kishlonish of Yerushalayim, even at the time of the stumbling of Yerushalayim, Lo Poskim and Bali Amonah, there were still truthful people there. How do we know? Shneimar Ki Yitpos Ish Ba'achiv. When a person will grab his brother, base Ovi, from his father's house, right, and he's going to basically say to him, Simla means a garment, Lacha, go, Kotzin, be a captain, to yell on him for us, be our leader, basically. So Devarim Shabine Adam, Mischasin, right, things that people cover themselves up with. So that means Torah. People don't want to really, you know, try to pretend that they know more than they have, and they kind of like don't, you know, tell people about the Torah, and they hide it under the jacket, Kisimla, that they hide it under the jacket. However, you actually have Yeshanan Takos Yadecha. You know loads of Torah. But Michshel Ezos, that's also part of the Pasuk. What does it mean? Maya Michshel Ezos, what does it mean? This stumbling thing. Devarim She'ein B'nei Adam, Oim Dimaleim, put things that people don't stand upon, basically means understand them. El Imkein, Nichshel Ben, unless he falls in them. Right? Yeshanan Takos Yadecha. Basically, Divrei Torah. Sometimes to understand it, you have to get it wrong a couple of times until like the third time, you figure it out. So you also have that difference. So basically, you have Torah. This is the next pasuk now. Okay? The reply of the person who was given offered the job. Yistar B'yomah, who is going to, right, will I explain this? Leimor lo yechoyvich, I will not be basically a leader. B'vesi ein lechem, we're going to explain what this means. And there's no bread, there's no vein symbol, there's not a garment below. Tisimuni means don't place me. Hektsin am a captain of the nation. Now, explaining the pasuk. Yisa. In Yisa, el loshen shavua. Yisa means a loshen of a shavua. Shenema, lois sisa, es Hashem, Hashem elokecho. You shouldn't take Hashem's name in vain. So we see over there, so this guy, when he was offered the job, makes a shavua. And he says his shvuah is the following: Lo eye choivish, I shall not be a choivish. What does it mean? Lo ayisi me choivshe beis hamidrash. I was not bound in the beis hamidrash. Basically, I didn't used to go to the beis hamidrash. This is the continuation of the pasuk. Basically, ein lechem ve'ein simla, and there isn't in my house no bread and no garments. Sheim v'yadi lo mikra v'lo mishnah. Basically, I don't know chumash or tanach or no mishnayis v'lo talmud no talmud. Okay, so we see over that's the end of Rav Katina's statement. So he says over there, yeah, basically, people were truthful when they asked, said, to be a leader because you know Torah. He's going to say, I don't know Torah. So you see the people were truthful. Ask the Gemara, maybe not. But Dilma Shani, awesome, you can't bring a right from over there to eat Omer Lahu, because if he would have said to them, Gemirna, I have learnt, Omri Leh, they would have said back to him, Eimalam, so tell us, give us a shtickle Torah. So therefore, yeah, you can't bring a proof from there. Answers the Gemara. Gila, can you just be a little bit quiet, please? Yeah. So the Gemara says, he could have got away with lying. So it is good proof, right? Because he could have said the following: Gomer v'shochach. No, sorry. He could have got away with lying and said Gomer v'shochach. So maybe, what does it mean? I should not be a choyvesh. Loye choyvesh klal. I should not be a choyvesh klal. Basically, he said that I never learnt. Even though he could have said, basically, I learnt and I forgot. But from his statement, what he said, yeah, he said basically I never went to the Beis Midrash. So you see over there, he was truthful. So Ini, is that true? Basically, so now we just said that people were truthful at the time. So Ini, Bama Rava says Rava, Luchav Yushalayim at Shaposkim, many Bali Amona. Yushalayim was only destroyed when people stopped telling the truth. Shneema, show to the Kutsa Yushalayim. Go out. They were going out in the outside of Yushalayim. Varo na, go and see Udu and Bikshu and search for Mir Berachov Yisrael in its streets. In Timtzu Ish, if you're going to find a person, Ya'im yesh yoshev mishpat, somebody who does mishpat, who does judgment, mivakish emuna ve'eslachla, and somebody searches out truth, and I will forgive it. So if, basically, there were people telling truth, Hashem would have forgiven the sins of Yerushalayim. And we know that Hashem destroyed Yerushalayim. So therefore, obviously, he didn't forgive it. So therefore, obviously, there weren't truthful people. So we see over here from what Rava says, there weren't truthful people in Yerushalayim. So as the Gemara, lo kasha. It's not a kasha, harbor divrei Torah. This is talking about divrei Torah, harbor masav matan. B'divrei Torah, harbu. In divrei Torah, they told the truth. Yeah, however, but masav matan, they didn't tell the truth.
Okay.
That's it.